briefcase arrives at the general's compound. Blazing battles of deadly gunfire and explosions are all around. He spots Ava. She's pinned down near the front gate. Martinique and his group of fighters have made their way to the front door of the general's mansion. Chase drives to Ava. They both take cover on the side of the jeep as they exchange gunfire with the soldiers across the courtyard. "Where have you been?" He tells her about the general's plans to force Martinique to surrender. If he doesn't, he'll blow up the warehouse with the children in it. "How do you know this?" He told me. "I made a bad mistake. I told someone who I was, and they told the general. He grabbed me and he told me he would kill the children one at a time until I told him their attack plans. I know you'll never forgive me. I wouldn't." Suddenly, Samper's behind him. He grabs Ava. She makes a swift martial art kick and he's disarmed. She grabs him by the collar and uses him as a shield. They run towards a large warehouse in the back edge of the estate. Martinique and his troops fight their way into the general's mansion. The bouncer is fighting alongside Martinique. He turns and is about to confess when Martinique stops him. "I would have done the same thing to save my family." Martinique becomes a one-man army, fighting his way through the rooms in the mansion looking for the general. The general uses his troops for a shield and escapes. Ava and Chase watch as Martinique chases the general into the jungle. Several of the general's troops are right behind them. Chase turns and gets a nod from Ava. "What about the children? I want to help." In classic Ava style, "I got this." Chase runs off to help Martinique. Ava guides the freedom fighters as they fight their way towards the warehouse. The bouncer searches the mansion and locates his wife and child and rescues them. The general is running through the jungle with Martinique in pursuit. Martinique outmaneuvers the general and they confront each other. The general holds up a remote detonator. Martinique makes a step towards him and the general activates it. He threatens to blow the children to pieces. Ava and her fighters make it to the warehouse. They find explosive charges all around the building. A blinking detonator receiver is on the door. The general's troops arrive. Chase is right behind them. Chase fires at the troops and then fires off a shot at the general. He dodges Chase's gunfire. As he does, Martinique slaps away the detonator. A fast and furious one-on-one battle begins between Martinique and the general as a gun battle rages between Chase and his troops. The marksmanship he learned from Ava is clearly on display as he kills them all, one by one. The general gets the upper hand in his fight with Martinique. As Chase guns down the last soldier, he comes to help. The general uses Martinique as a shield with a gun to his head. Chase can only watch as the general lectures Martinique about representing only the rich and the privileged. "I'm proud to be a dictator," says the general. "The rich and the poor serve me and suffer together." Chase begins to circle them, looking for a clean shot. The general continues to keep Martinique between them. Chase's movement gets him near the detonator and he picks it up. Martinique calls the general's ideas lies he invented to ease his guilt for the pain he's causing. This enrages the general. He shoves Martinique towards Chase and fires his gun. Martinique falls seriously wounded. His next shot is at Chase. He ducks for cover. The general walks to Martinique, prepared to fire again. He sees Chase is about to shoot. Chase's shot strikes the general in the shoulder. The shot should have dropped him to his knees, but instead, he's charging like a massive wounded beast. That was the last bullet in Chase's gun. He throws the detonator far into the jungle. This distracts the general just enough for him to take off and run. The general's pursuit of Chase is unrelenting. He barely avoids shot after shot, overlooking a rocky shoreline. The general slowly walks towards him. Joining Edo, his twin, seems imminent. The warehouse entrance. Ava continues to keep Samprin in front of her as she approaches. Shots ring out from a sniper on the roof. Samprin falls. Ava fires back, taking out the sniper. She goes to the large door of the warehouse. The handles are wrapped in wire that lead to two explosive devices. She looks inside between the cracks in the doors. She sees hundreds of children huddled together in groups and frightened. Her fighters are able to finish off the last of the general's troops. His reinforcements are on the way. They have to hurry. She slowly unwraps the wire from the handle. She unwinds the two explosive tubes attached to the door. The tubes fall to the ground and roll in opposite directions. She grabs the first one and hurdles it into the bush. She dives to the ground to get the second one. The first device explodes. The shock of the blast pushes the second tube out of her reach. She does a rolling flip, grabbing the tube between her feet. She continues her roll, flinging the explosive tube high and far. It explodes. Fighters are knocked to the ground, but there are no serious injuries. Ava walks to the large warehouse doors. She pulls them open. A warehouse filled with relieved village children rush towards her. At the cliff's edge, the general raises his pistol and taunts Jace. Tell me, what's in your head? Beg for your life? Or are you ready to take a bullet like your twin Edo? Looking straight down the barrel of the gun, Jace responds, I'll never give you the satisfaction of knowing. Jace lurches for the gun in his face. A shot rings out. After an endless moment, the general falls forward and over the cliff. After he falls, Jace sees Ava holding a smoking revolver. Ava and Jace walk away from the cliffs and embrace. Shots ring out. Jace and Ava are hit. A bloody and disfigured Sanford is the shooter. As the pair lay on the ground, Sanford approaches to check his kill. He stands over a motionless Ava, prepared to fire again. Flashback. A 15-year-old Jace watching his mother die in his father's arms. In a weak voice, he pleads with Sanford for Ava's life. He tells him she told him about tons of gold hidden on the estate, and he can have it. He motions for Sanford to come closer. Sanford leans down, putting his ear near Chase's mouth. Chase grabs Sanford and pulls him down on top of him. A look of surprise flashes across Sanford's face. The surprise turns to pain. Then death. Sanford rolls off Chase to the ground, covered in blood. The blade of the small Derringer knife is sticking in Sanford's heart. Chase slowly and painfully moves to check on a wounded and unconscious Ava. Celebration time in Cardiona. There's a large crowd in the main government square. Three large silk-covered triangles are on the wall of the main building's entranceway. Beneath them are bandaged heroes, Martinique, Ava, and in a wheelchair, Chase dressed as Edo. Ava helps Chase pull a cord on the first rectangle. A painting is revealed. It's a portrait of Edo. Ava pulls the cord, unveiling the painting to the right. It's a painting of her. Martinique walks into frame as we wait for the final unveiling. He pulls the cord. It's him as president, standing triumphantly. People gather around to take pictures with the three standing together. At Cardiona Beach. It's empty except for Chase in his aviator glasses without the beard, and Ava wearing a large hat and sunglasses. Chase is finishing a FaceTime call with Eddie, his dad, and Neville. They find his story crazy, but typical Chase. He'll tell them all the details when he gets home. Chase turns his attention to the future and Cardiona. Ava tells him that Martinique will tell his people after the right amount of time. Edo died from his wounds in his battle with the general. Chase is about to ask Ava about their future when they are interrupted by FBI agent Dirks on a beach run. Dirks wants Chase to wait in Cardiona until he can clear things up. is a pretty complicated situation. They'll all return to the U.S., and if anything goes wrong, they'll use Martinique's diplomatic immunity to clean things up. Chase points out that he has an added bargaining chip to make sure things go smoothly. What if word leaked out that the U.S. government cut a deal with a part-time KGB agent and an international assassin named Sanford? It would be very embarrassing for Dirk's boss. Ava and Dirk shake their heads. Chase forever the dealmaker. Dirk asks Chase, whatever happened to that big bag of cash you took? Ava looks at him and tells him that it's going to good use. An aerial shot of the large crowd at Government Square. People are enjoying food trucks, trying on clothes at a new market, and children are being given toys by the bouncer and the freedom fighters. This presentation is a production of AJE3 Entertainment. Copyright 2020. All rights reserved. Audio imagery. Storytelling reimagined.